mercy. Nothing will just switch me past your tender mercy. Now you will just lift me up whenever I'm down. I can't do without your love. Oh, in every situation, you are my redemption, you're my solution. Now you are to lift me up whenever I'm down. I can't do without your love. Me pere muzo, me pere muzo kambatao. Me pere muzo gui, me pere muzo kambatao. Have mercy, have mercy, oh Papa, oh. Have mercy, oh no.
Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sins. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, today, the 16th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year A, our first reading is taken from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 12, verses 13, 16 to 19. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 85 or Psalm 86, depending on the translation of your Bible. Our second reading is Romans chapter 8, verses 26 to 27. Our gospel reading is taken from Matthew's gospel, chapter 13, verses 24-43. The theme of our reflection this Sunday, my brothers, my sisters, is, though just, his mercy reigns. Though just, his mercy reigns. My brothers and sisters, the first reading celebrates Yahweh first as God of justice, power, and might, but also as the lenient and merciful God who patiently waits for us to become virtuous. He waits for us to become virtuous. Hence, Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 31 says, but in your great compassion, you did not put an end to them, nor did you forsake them. For you are a gracious and compassionate God. Thus, my brothers, my sisters, if, as the psalmist says, that the Lord is forgiven, merciful, compassionate, slow to anger, and abounding in love and truth, then, as children of God, why do we fail to be like Him? Why do we fail to forgive? Why do we fail to be compassionate? We fail because of the tensions and inability to comprehend the balance between being too kind and being insensitive, which is sometimes referred to as sin by excess and sin by defect. Yes, sometimes we fail when we sit on the fence, especially in the face of injustice, abuse, and humiliation of the dignity of a brother or sister. We fail when we seek vengeance of annihilation. We also fail when our external worship of God has no bearing on the state of our hearts. Thus, our relationship with God is distorted and our offering to Him is empty. Although it is said that East is East and West is West, never twain shall meet, our meeting point as children of God and source of understanding is forever in God, because in Him we find the balance and relationship between mercy and justice. In today's gospel, using the parable of the wheat and darnel, Jesus reminds us that good and evil coexist in our world. Hence, we must learn to live with those who hurt us, those who exploit us, abuse and divide us, because mercy calls for forbearance. Mercy calls for self-control. Mercy calls for patience and peace. My brothers, my sisters, not fighting back or calling on God to destroy evildoers or publicly forgiving those who abused us may sound nonsensical, but it shows our appreciation of God's judgment, our ability to integrate the dark and light aspects of our personhood, and our capability to manage and leave the tensions between sin and grace. I want to repeat that aspect. It's important for us to note again, not fighting back, calling on God to destroy evildoers, or publicly forgiving those who abused us may sound nonsensical, but it shows our appreciation of God's judgment, our ability to integrate the dark and light aspects of our personhood, and our capability to manage and live in the tensions between sin and grace. It is difficult to be patient. It is difficult to be kind, forgiving, and just like our God. But St. Paul notes in today's second reading that the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. Hence, He would develop our mustard seed-like efforts into streams of God's graces. But we must develop the will ready to retry after a failure, because sins are sinners who never gave up trying to overcome the weeds of sin. Yes, it is hard to endure the battle between the weeds of sin and the good wheat of the gospel, but our cooperation with the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, would lead us eventually to victory over sin and death. Thus, my brothers and sisters, let us stay focused on becoming and being virtuous, compassionate, and forgiven like our God, because His mercy reigns for us. His mercy reigns in us, and His mercy reigns with us. Hence, we are called to do the same. Establish His mercy and love in your house, within your family, and within your working place, and wherever you go to. Mercy must follow you. Mercy must be established. In Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord bless us and bless you as we carry out this injunction this week, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
If I dey go, if I dey come, Chukwu do my God. Who I for be, where I for dey? Opportunity do more. In the time of trouble, time of sorrow, Chukwu be kemu. chai abu monye chine cheremo. You are higher than the highest, mightier than the mightiest. Hallowed be your name. You are holier than the holiest. You're the greatest. I will praise your name. Oh, my angel and my guidance. You're my savior. I can do without your love. Oh, me pere musa, me pere musa kambata, me pere musa kie. Have mercy, have mercy, oh Papa, have mercy on us, have mercy, oh Daddy, you never remove us, never remove us, come back.